Yes, the fare hits people in the wallet or purse, and the slight percentage-wise reductions in service hurt a relative few. Still, NFTA Executive Director Kimberly Minkle says it could have been worse.
With the fare increase, we've been able to restore quite a bit of service. Originally, we were proposing 26% cuts within the service system-wide. Now we're down to 6%.
The 25-cent increase in the basic $1.75 fare will kick in the coming weeks. So too will route adjustments. Some accuse the NFTA of lacking compassion. Minkle disagrees.
We're sensitive to what a fare increase does to the public. It certainly was not an easy decision.
That said,
we heard from the public overwhelmingly that cutting their service would have a bigger impact, that for people who need to get to either the stores or to their jobs and their service would be cut, they would have to take a taxi cab, and that increase would be more than the quarter fare that we're proposing. We heard that a quarter gives them an option.
Not everyone is pleased with the commissioner's action. Jamie Nicole Stewart is with the group Occupy Buffalo.
You know, these are board members that, you know, are supposed to be representing the people, and they're not representing the people.
Stewart and two other Occupy Buffalo members sat in on yesterday's commissioner's meeting. When it came time for the board to decide, Stewart and Occupy Buffalo member Eric Barber voted no. They were quickly hustled out of the room by NFTA police. Later, Stewart summed up her thoughts this way.
These board members don't ride the bus. They don't depend on the public transportation system. For them to be up there making decisions like that, it's not right.
To find out more about the fare hikes and route adjustments, go to the NFTA website, nfta.com. I'm Mark Leitner, WBFO and AM 970 News.